Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about bird in Chinese. We have Pippa Malmgren. Pippa is the best-selling author, public speaker, economist, advisor to the White House and Downing Street, and everything else. Hi, Pippa, 你好。
Hi, 你好吗
Right, 你好，谢谢。Right, Signals is such a great book, and it is actually brings up a very important subject.
Well, I thought it was an important subject. I ended up selling my house and moving my family into rental accommodation in May 2007 because I really thought we were going to have a financial crisis. And it turned out we did. And then I saw a few more things coming, like the slowdown in China, the election of Trump, Brexit, and everybody else kept not seeing these things. And I thought, what am I seeing that people don't see? And the answer is signals.
Right.
And I wrote a book about how to anticipate the future.
Right. You have a crystal ball.
Well, it's not really a crystal ball. You know what it is? It's super simple. Everybody loves to go through life blind in one eye. They insist on looking at the world through a mathematical lens. So unless it's data, it's a quantitative analysis, they ignore it. But if you open your other eye, which is common sense, you see all kinds of things that give you hints about the future. And that's what I think signals are. They're hints about the future, not yet in the data. And everybody can see those.
Right. That's amazing. And then your book stands out in the bookstore and also on Amazon and was a bestseller because there's a lovely little bird on the cover.
Well, again, it's a signal as a canary in the coal mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's an early indicator that something's coming. And I, as an economist, you would think I would rely on traditional metrics, but I like to look at, for example, things like fashion.
Right. Length of the skirt.
Yeah, the length of the skirt. So normally a floor length skirt means the economy is bad and a mini skirt means the economy is good. And what do we see right now? We see the most popular trend in fashion are skirts cut on the bias that goes sideways. You're short on one side, long on the other. I think that's a massive indicator of the level of uncertainty out there.
Right. Okay. Let's come back to signals in a sec. Let's talk about birds. Okay. The way to say birds in Chinese, we say 鸟。
Meow.
Yeah, there's only one word, and then it's a third tone, so we are a bit like meow, but not M, it's N, like meow.
Meow.
Yeah, but then we go down first and up, meow.
Meow.
Yeah, meow is the bird, so bird anything, any kind of birds. Mm-hmm. And then a little bird, we say 小鸟。
小鸟。
Yeah, 小 means small.
Mm.
Yeah, 小鸟。And then to say a big bird, 大鸟。
大鸟。
Big bird.大鸟。
大鸟。
Yeah, and then, your golden canary bird on the book, we say 金丝雀。
金丝雀。
Yeah, 雀 is actually one type of bird, and so here we just skip 鸟 altogether, and 金 means golden, and 丝 is a silk.
Lovely.
Yeah, golden silk, that type of bird, 雀。金丝雀。
金丝雀。
Yeah, let's go back to the signals. So, you predicted Trump and the Brexit.
Predictions and preferences are not the same, just to be crystal clear.
Okay. All right. So is that because you said that and then it came true?
No, it's just, I think, what's really interesting is both of them are the result of these new populist forces, which interestingly, everybody thinks are local in their own community. So the British think Brexit is exclusive to them. And the Americans think the Trump phenomenon is exclusive to them. But I see this as a global phenomena everywhere in the world. People are basically saying, look, the debt burden, which is kind of like a silent wrecking ball that bears down on the society, and it literally breaks the promises that hold the society together. As that happens, people start to ask questions like, why is my money being distributed to some other guy, and why are you in charge?
Mm-hmm.
And as the moment you ask the why are you in charge, it opens the door to these populist forces that say, I want somebody who looks after my interests better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a global phenomenon.
Right, okay, rather than a self-fulfilling prophecy, whatever people say is what happened, and that you made that happen because you say so.
Well, I should be a lot wealthier if that were true, but...
Okay, so... Let's talk about birds, because I'm just fascinated. You chose the picture of a bird. And so canary, I'm not a bird expert. So golden canary.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, miners take, in the old days, they used to take canaries down in cages into the deep depths of the mine.
Right.
In order to see whether there were noxious gases, because the canary would die.
Right. Yeah.
So in a way, that's, I'm just saying there are lots of canaries that we can see out there that tell us something about what's the state of thinking, what's the state
stress
of play.
Test.
Yeah, like a little one that I think is really important. When you go out next and you go to buy a candy bar, mm-hmm. notice that the size of the candy bars keeps shrinking, but the price never changes.
Right.
So you're basically paying the same but getting less. This is what I call shrinkflation.
Right.
The Coca-Cola just made the size of the cans 10% smaller, but the price stays the same. It's a way of the company protecting themselves from rising costs.
Right.
And what it tells you is inflation is starting to bubble its way up into the system. So people
sure.
say there's no inflation. Look, it's not in the data. And I'm like, yeah, but watch the size of your candy bar get smaller. It's mm-hmm. a hint. It's a signal that tells you inflation is coming. And you should probably be preparing for higher costs in your life more generally.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then for certain goods, you could do that. Like a size of candy bars, but for example, house prices, you can't shrink the house.
You can actually, and for example, in the States, in the States, there's this huge new trend of what they call micro apartments, mm-hmm. which we used to call a closet, but now they like literally will sell these tiny little spaces and call it a perfectly reasonable space for a single person. It's the same thing. It's shrinkflation, and the price per square foot is actually higher than larger apartments.
Right, and then do you also now with the new technology and new players around like Airbnb and Uber and Lyft, do you see that as like if more people renting their house out just for a pocket money or more people are taking a second job or third job as a Uber Lyft driver, does that also indicate anything in the economy?
Totally. These are really important signals about the level of financial stress that people are under. Another one is we see record numbers of people over the age of 55 re-entering the workforce, and they're not going to work for big traditional companies who won't hire them anyway, but they are working with entrepreneurs, they're working as consultants, and actually it's a really good signal because we're getting all that talent coming back into the economy and being put to productive use. But it also tells us that people have registered that their pensions are underfunded and they need to go back to work longer, especially because we're all going to live probably till we're 100 these days.
Sure. And then with a thriving business in O2O, business online to offline, some people would say that's because the labor force is getting more flexible and people have better choice of their lifestyle versus work rather than 9-to-5 job. But at the same time, you can equally argue that's because more people, they need more jobs.
I'm very optimistic. I think we are at the beginning of the fourth industrial revolution. The possibility for an extraordinary expansion of growth and the creation of wealth and the democratization of technology as it reaches people that never had access to the technology or its benefits before. But I'm a lone voice, which makes me feel very comfortable. In my industry, financial services, the vast majority have the view that the stock market's about to collapse. My view is actually we threw $18 trillion at the world economy in the last decade after the financial crisis. And most of that cash is still kind of sitting around looking for a place to go. And this is one reason the stock market keeps going up everywhere in the world, hits all-time record highs. And my guess is that whatever the old all-time record high was, the new one is going to be roughly $18 trillion higher. Now, mm-hmm. I'm not saying all of it goes into equity. Some mm-hmm. will go into property or bonds or lots of other things. But the
Bitcoin.
Point is... Yeah, it'll go in lots of things. But the point is, actually, we are positioned for a big uplift. And that happens to coincide with this extraordinary explosion of technology and innovation that's occurring globally.
Okay, your book, Signals, How Everyday Science Can Help Us Navigate the World's Turbulent Economy. Okay, there's a lovely bird in the cover and there's a cage. Okay, the way to say bird cage, 鸟笼.
鸟笼.
Yeah, 鸟 is the bird and 笼 is the cage. So bird cage. Yeah, 鸟笼.
鸟笼.
And then to say the water bird, we say 水鸟.
水鸟.
Yeah, 水鸟.
水鸟.
Yeah, 水 is the water. And 水鸟 is a little bit difficult. 水 is the third tone. And 鸟 is also the third tone. 水鸟.
水鸟.
Yeah, and then the sea bird, 海鸟.
海鸟.
Yeah, 海 is the sea. 海鸟.
海鸟.
海鸟. And then there's a Chinese word everybody uses all the time. We say 菜鸟.
菜鸟.
菜鸟, that means newbie.
Newbie.
Yeah, newbie. And 菜 means vegetable. So I couldn't find the etymology why vegetable bird means the newbie, but that's a very sweet way of teasing the newbies coming into the organization. And then nothing offensive, but it's just very cute way to say, oh, someone is brand new, a newbie, and 菜鸟.
菜鸟.
Yeah, 菜鸟.
菜鸟.
That's it. Right, today we talk about bird, 鸟. And then, in fact, the more important profound question underneath is the signals. And Pippa, she wrote an amazing book, Signals, about how the day-to-day signals can really indicate the economy and the future in the society. Please don't forget to check it out on Amazon and everywhere else. Okay, Pippa, thank you very much. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见!